Friday, Teraway, Manchester, Chof, Ches, Tishri, Tovshima, Pei, Reb, Shlomo David Hebner.
Was a yid in New York. One day went to the basement of his shul to find the
Are we good?
Yeah, it's fine.
There was this yid in New York. One fine day went down to the basement of his shul to fetch, to put the shemus away. He finds the stairs, goes down, and lo and behold, he realizes there was another shul member who was rummaging around, went back upstairs and locked the door behind him. This door, obviously, one-way entrance, and he was locked inside. Frustrated, annoyed, aggravated, he had to play it out, tried banging, to no avail. He sat there contemplating his fate, despondent, and just really broygus at his fellow shul member who locked him out just like that, and he was just trying to be a good boy and put away the shemus. He was sitting there for 24 hours, coughing, and just really, really upset. Finally, the next day, B'siat Ishmael, someone came down for something else, and opened up the door and told him, "Did you hear?" He said, "Did I hear what? You know, I'm down here, no reception. What should I hear?" Yesterday was 9/11, and his face fell, realizing being locked up there saved him from the calamity he would have been in his office in Manhattan. So I know it's early Sunday morning, and being in a shir isn't always the easiest thing, but you never know, it might always turn out to be a good thing. My grandfather likes to say that he goes to the Daf Yomi shir, whether he's tired or not, so feel free to sit back and enjoy. Bershus, Rav Nachum David, it's a great zechus to be here. Mashver, Eliezer Bergman, it's always wonderful to be in Manchester. I don't know if any of you have seen the Hamidia, but Torah Mesorah are trying to introduce perhaps an organization that are busy with the Eretz Yisrael. But when I told my colleagues in Eretz Yisrael that I'm going to be speaking in Start the Way, Start Your Day, they said, "Start Your Day, what's that?" I said, "Yeah, every day. The Shiurim for Balabatim, they start the morning with a Shir." And they couldn't believe it. They said, "What a wonderful idea." I'm thinking maybe instead of me bringing something to Manchester, perhaps I'll be taking something from Manchester back to Eretz Yisrael. So kol hakavod to you. And it's a great zechus to be here. We all know that we may not tell a child to do a malacha on Shabbos. For example, to put on a light switch or anything of the sort. Even though he's a child, one must not use him as a Shabbos goy. There was one father who had, you know, this child who didn't always really know how to listen and liked to be like the Dafkanik type. So he had an idea. He told him, "Yankel, don't you dare put this light on Shabbos. I know it's dark, but we have a Torah and we have a mitzvah, and I dare you to put the light on." And before he knew, the light was on, to his great consolation. The question is such a thing allowed?
How old was the child?
The child was, in fact, any age. In fact, anyway, we have to ask this question really from a. It's a very good point in that we'll see, we'll split it up as we go along. But the question really, really applies to every age of a child. One may allow, in a backward manner, to get a child to do a malacha. So the Gemara in Yevamos tells us a story. So Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisna Echusu Le Machtachei De Bei Midrasha Bereshus HaRabim. Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisna had lost the keys of the Beis HaMedrash in Bishus HaRabbi on Shabbos. Perhaps he lost them before Shabbos, and he realized that without the keys they can't get into shul. So, dilemma, he went to ask the Rav, Asel Kamei to Rabbi Pados. He asked Rabbi Pados, what can I do? The keys are lost in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Rishus HaRabim. Even if I find them, I can't carry them home. What can I do? Omale, he said to him, Zil, the Bar Tali Vatalia, go and look for some young children, boys and girls. But the Tailu Haslam, let them play around there in that area where you lost your keys. Dimashke Chilu, if they're going to find them, Maisilu, they'll bring them to you. Ingenious way to arrange the returning of his keys on Shabbos. Bring some children. They're not going to realize. They're going to see the keys. They're going to find them and bring them back home. Implying that when we use a child to do a malacha for him on Shabbos. That's a nice point, but I don't think in this instance it makes it's a good nakuda.
How old are the children in this
story? The Gemara didn't clarify. Actually, you make an interesting point because Tali Vatalia, the Mefarshim explained, can mean children even over Bar Mitzvah. Just means youngsters, not necessarily under Bar Mitzvah, but obviously the context definitely implies they were under Bar Mitzvah. That's true. And definitely, I think that there's definitely a feeling over here that there's a difference of the age, and we'll see that it's not necessarily so true. That the Issa, to use a child, might even be even from a very young age. However, the Gemara clarifies further, and we'll see the variations and how they apply in practical terms. There are three places in the Torah where there's a special drasha that forbids the adults to allow children to do an Aveira. Lahazik Adolim ala Katanim, to instruct the elders to refrain the youngsters from doing a malacha. We find it by nevelas, eating an animal that's not been shechted, by eating dam, by eating blood, and by koyanim, not to be metame. Also, we find that the lehadik gadolim ala katanim. The terminology the Gemara uses regarding the eating, the legabe nevelas, was not allowed to be saif, to give to eat. And that's the general the term called saifinon. Is one allowed to put in front of a child something non-kosher, nevelos, or not? And the third case, as we said, was legabe tuma. Actually, it's an interesting rokeach. Perhaps you may have heard the shaila. What happens if a muberes, an expecting woman, who's a koyenes? So we know that the issa for tuma is only regarding the male, not the female. So Koyenes is mutter to be metamer, but she's Eishes Koyen, Echanam Eishes Koyen. And so, what happens if she's having a baby? What happens if she's allowed to be metamer? Because if she goes into Beis HaKavoros, thereby the child also will become tamer. And the Rukeach said it's called a Svek Sveika, because it's a Sofek if it's going to be a boy or a girl, and if it's a girl, it's not a problem. And even if it's a boy, it could be a Nefel, and if it's a Nefel, then it's not really called a child, and it's not a problem. Everyone asks on this Rokeach that even if it would be a boy, at this stage, it's part of the mother. It's not an individual thing. So if we actually see the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it Klachayad, but the way he reads out the Rokeach, he makes the Shaila, a lady that's about to give birth, and then when she's going to give birth, she might give birth in the same house where the mace is lying, then is she allowed to be in such a situation? Because any minute she'll give birth, and it might give birth to a boy, and thereby she'll be enabling him to become Tomei. And then the Rokeach says that's a Svek Sveka, because it might be a girl, and even if it's a boy, it might be a Nefel. So we see over here, really, that the age doesn't matter. We're talking about a child being born from day one. There's already the problem of allowing him to become Tomei. So that's very clear that Lahazik Gedolim Al Katanim is irrelevant to the age of a child. Even a child from day one, one may not allow a child to do an Aveira. The Machlokes Nachroinim, if this applies to all Aveiros, or only these three Aveiros, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens that we learn from these three cases to all Aveiros, that one may not allow a child to be over. And a simple Nafkimina is Shatnus, One has to do, one cannot put on shinus on a child, even a baby born. From day one, one may not wrap a child in a blanket that's shatnus, put on a sweater that's shatnus, because this is Issa called Saifinon. However, the Gemara clarifies that this Avera is only to give a child to do an Avera. This Issa is only when one actually goes ahead and gives the child to do an Avera. However, if the child from his own accord comes and says, I want to eat this food which is non-kosher, or I want to wear this which is shatnus, or I want to, he's a Kohen and he wants to go into a basic Kvoros, then even if it's a Deraisa, one doesn't have to go and stop him, and one's allowed to allow him to do the Avera.
Even though it's Chinuch?
Oh, that will come to that. Well, Chinuch has to understand, is that who's the Chinuch on? So at this stage, the Gemara talks about Beis Din. And Beis Din didn't have the responsibility, Pashtus. Going back, and there again, there might be a difference between the age of Chinuch and not the age of Chinuch. But the Issa of Yeh is very clear, even from day one, one may not go ahead and be a Dayim, give a child an Avera to do. Going back to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Pinsa and the Rebbe Pedos, that he had this patent to go and tell the children to play around the street. He wasn't giving them Biyadayim because they could be feel like they will find the keys, they won't find the keys, and even if they find the keys, not necessarily will they go along and bring them home. And therefore, one is allowed to do such a thing and have a child in a situation where likely he will do the malacha because one's not giving it to the child to do Biyadayim. The Mishnah in Shabbos, however, brings a case when there's a fire. Obviously not Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, one should go ahead and put out the fire himself without further ado, knowing to ask a Shaila. But yeah, when there's a fire, that's definitely not Pikuach Nefesh. And the child from his own accord comes along and says, I want to put it out. See the fire, what a shame. He wants to be, you know, he wants to be a fireman, as every child wants to be. And this is good practice. He wants to put out the fire. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah actually, was not allowed to allow the child to put out the fire, and one has to actually go ahead and stop him. So the question is, why not? What's the difference in this situation that to put out a fire, one may not allow the child to do? The Mepharshim explained that by Shabbos, there's a new Issa. Everywhere we have an Issa to give a child to do by Yadayim. By Shabbos, there's a special Issa. Lo sase kol malacha. And that teaches us that when we're not allowed to do malacha via one's children. Again, this is bin chavitecho really refers to one's children, but Mr. Bura Paskins, this applies to all children, not even one's own children. And we may not allow a child to do a malacha for him.
The case of the Gemara was on Shabbos when he lost the keys.
That's a very good question. Some Mepharshim explained that wasn't his own children, and they allow when it's not his own children. And it could be that they weren't necessarily bringing the keys for him. The issue over here we see is for a child to do a malacha for the father. If the child does the malacha for himself, and he's not doing it for the father, then it won't be prohibited.
So it's just fake. Where did they find the key?
Yeah. And therefore, sometimes one has a situation where someone says they need, you know, a malacha to be done, they like to go on. They're not always so aware of the halachos. And they ask the father, can you ask your son to tell him to put the light on for me? So he's doing worse, because by telling the father to tell the son, he's actually making the son do the malacha for the father. Which is not only an asa to make anyone do a malacha, but for the father to do it, it's definitely issa deraisa. Now there's a famous shaila. There's a famous scenario we have. I know that's sure, and I'm not sure if everywhere do that. We make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. I remember in Gateshead, it was always a big excitement to run up there after Quiet Shemun Eshra, get your place ready, hold the L'chaim glass, to get that little, you know, the L'chaim of the week. The question is, what's going on over here? Why do the children drink? What's the idea? So we know that the Chazal is making Kiddush, and in Kiddush, Kiddush is only with a Suda. And in Shul, No one's eating. So of course, the reason why we have Kiddush is because it was instituted when we used to have visitors that did eat back in the day. But now, nowadays and age, they're not eating. And the question is, what happens? The children drink the wine. The question is, how can the children drink the wine? How? Obviously the adult can't drink the wine because he's not making Kiddush. He's eating before Kiddush. How can we now go along and allow the child to drink from the wine?
This last week was in a sukkah, in the shul, not in the sukkah.
That's definitely actually a very good question. The sukkah though is just a little l'chaim.
Huh?
A little l'chaim, l'chaim will out the sukkah.
No, someone's going to have a reverse.
Pashas, we don't have to reverse. I don't think get reversed in those little lachan glasses. No. I don't know if you can get drunk on them. Definitely not a reverse. So Lagabi Sukkah will come to, which is, but the question is, how come we're now and the child to drink this wine which is before Kiddush? The Mokarvom asked the question, and there's many nafkiminas, there's different various answers, and each answer has a nafkimina, and we'll see the applications. The Mokarvom says that the Issa of Saifinon, in one territory, says, is only to give a child a lav. We find it by the Issa of eating nevelos, the Issa of eating blood, and the Issa of making coming tummy. However, but a mitzvah saseh, if one goes ahead and causes a child to be over a mitzvah saseh, then we don't say there's a problem, even be a dime, to go and allow the child to do the naveira. And eating in a sukkah, although one may not eat outside of the sukkah, legabi kiddush as well, that's the nafkimina. But legabi kiddush, to eat before kiddush, isn't in actuality allowed to eat before kiddush. There's a mitzvah one has to make kiddush, and therefore one is restricted to eat before the kiddush. However, if one is not obligated to make the kiddush, and therefore it's not, there's no avera to eat before kiddush, the mitzvah is to make kiddush, and don't eat before doing that mitzvah. And if one child doesn't have the mitzvah to make kiddush, then the issa to eat before kiddush won't apply, because he only has the mitzvah to do it. Thereby I'm going along and letting him eat before kiddush, and he's not going to make kiddush before. But that's only going to be an issa assay, it's called. It's only going to be over assay. And Magad Avram says that we learn from Saifinon, this issa is only when it's allowed. If it's an assay, then it's allowed. And the nafkamina will be, according to that, sukkah. Eating outside the sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. It doesn't say in the Torah you're not loy toichol chutz la sukkah. You got to eat in the sukkah. And eating outside the sukkah, one goes ahead and being mevatel the asay. However, to eat outside the sukkah isn't allowed, and therefore one was allowed to be give a child to eat outside the sukkah. Also, nafkam in the legabe tzitzis. Can one give a child a four-cornered beged without tzitzis? Again, there's no lav to wear something without tzitzis. Just when wearing a beged without tzitzis.
There's been cholamoid sukkahs. Shabbos cholamoid.
Yeah.
Was it two first nights? We don't make kiddush and shul.
Right. So, I mean, we said kiddush and shul anyway might not be a problem because it's not even a reverse might be a shaila, but definitely it's not a gochil sukkah. But a regular day in sukkahs, come and give a child who's outside the sukkah. So again, he won't have to have a reverse. And Malay Lugmov will be enough by kiddush.
And tell the child, you don't have to finish.
Yeah. There's another heter mentioned in the poskim, and we find this legabe eating before davening, and also legabe eating on Yom Kippur. The Mefarshim explain that the lav of not letting a child do a avera, even though, as we explained, it's even from a very young age, even before the mitzvah chinuch, one may not go ahead and give a child an avera to do. However, legabe eating, because a child is very needs to eat, it's dangerous for a child to fast, we find there's no mitzvah chinuch in food related mitzvahs. Even legabe fasting, we find it's a very, we're not very machmir on fasting for children, because The mitzvah chinuch, something that is hainu revise, something that's very important for the child to eat, is restricted. And therefore, eating before kiddush, many poskim say, because it's something that's hainu revise, it's something that he needs, he won't go along and eat. However, the Magen Avraham does say, and this is the shayla in the poskim how we paskin. When we say something that the child is allowed to eat, for example, before davening, right? He's having breakfast, he's going to slichos, then he's going to school. So we tell the child, you eat before shachris, and don't worry, because it's important for the child to have koyach. Over here, he's having kiddush wine, a little snack, a little lachaim. He doesn't need that. He's not hungry. He's going to have his meal in a few minutes. What does he need the lachaim for? Why is that something important for him? So here the poskim say, do we say that all food is allowed because there's a blanket rule? By food, hainu revise, and we don't put any restrictions. Or do we say no? If it's something that's necessary, if it's, you know, breakfast, or it's going to be eating before kiddush, and he's not going to make kiddush, it's in the summer, and he's going to go to bed before kiddush, okay, that might be allowed. But for a lechel achayim, a Shabbos treat, why should we allow ourselves to go ahead, be a dayim, to give him something to eat? And therefore, the Magen Avraham comes to the different terrors, and he says that we can make an afgemina in the types of isurim. Some isurim are things that is a cheftza, eating nevelos, eating blood. These are things that are osa, a cheftza shal isa. However, over here, it's a timing thing. Kiddush wine is muta. The question is, before kiddush or after kiddush? Before davening, after davening? And then, it could be, then we can be makel and we say on a child that there's no problem to give a child biyadayim such a thing. And lastly, there's the Shittas HaRashba, which is very important. Often we come across Hilchos Shabbos and we say it's Darabonan or Daraisa. And the question is, it's always Asa anyway, or Darabonan or Daraisa. Why do I have to know if it's Darabonan or Daraisa? So in fact, it's not, that's a misconception, because there's many Nafkiminas if it's Darabonan or Daraisa. And one of the Nafkiminas over here is the Gabi, if you're allowed to give a child a darabonan or deraisa. The Mechaber paskens that this issa of saifinon to give a child an avera is even a malacha, even avera darabonan. We're not allowed the child to do an avera. However, the Rashba, the Bialacha, brings him down, puts a clause and says that when do we say when we not give a child an avera, that's only an avera deraisa. But if it's only darabonan, then even biyadayim, if it's a makom atzoruch, one may sometimes be makel and give it to the child. The Bria Halacha talks about a case when, in a place where there's no eruv and there's no sidurim in shul, they want to bring a seder or chumash to shul. So the Bria Halacha says it could be that according to this Rashba, if it's only no shur sarabim, only a karmelis, one could be makel and even give a child the chumash to bring. However, the Abelacha clarifies that when do we say that it's allowed is only when the child's doing it for his own sake. If the child is doing it because for the father's sake, then we see that you can't get a child to do a malacha for you, and that will be worse. However, if the child's doing it for his own sake, it may be allowed. So he said, you have to tell the child, you're going to shul without a siddha. Chas v'sholem. And the child brings a siddha, and then obviously the child's running around and the father makes use of the siddha, that's fine, because the child's doing it for himself, to use the siddha. However, it's not a blanket rule whenever one needs something, just use the child as a Shabbos goy, even if it's Issa Darabonon. And to clarify again, the shayla comes up often in Eretz Yisrael, I've heard it a couple of times, is with the air conditioning. Sometimes the air conditioning is on or it's off, on heat or on cold. And the children like to play with the remote. Is one allowed to allow the child to play with the remote, you know, on, off, beep, 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 and make sure that when it gets to the right setting, you quickly give him a knock and hide that out of sight. So we have to see, first of all, we have to know, is it a malacha deraisa or malacha derabanan? And then we have to clarify why the child's doing it. If the child's doing it for the father, that'll be a problem. The child's playing for himself, it could be its mutter. But your dying one can't give him malacha to do. And therefore the poskim discuss what's called biadayim. To put it near him, you know, it's very, and you allow him to play with it, and you know that he's going to press the buttons, that might be worse. To give a child something, the muksa would be...
Give it to him, to take it away from him.
To take it away from him, one can't touch the muksa. If you knock the child, not touching the muksa, that's mutter anyway with muksa. But, so if you give him a shove and it knocks out his hand, or then you offer him a treat maybe. And we once had I was actually eating by the Rav of Teltzion, and my son was playing with a phone, and he wanted to get it out of the hand, so he gave him a treat. So okay, one hand for the phone, one hand for the treat. So he gave him two sweets, put the phone in his mouth, and then again happily took the two treats, but didn't put it down. And lastly, and this comes to the main shaila, the Mechaba says that even when one may not necessarily have an issa of saifinon to give the child a malacha, however, there's a mitzvah chinuch. And this mitzvah applies, obviously, only over the age of chinuch. This mitzvah is a shaila, does it apply only to the father, perhaps also the mother? However, the Chayei Odlam says this mitzvah chinuch applies not only to the father and the mother, but even to everyone in Klal Yisrael. We have an obligation to bring up the future generations on the straight and narrow and make sure that they don't do an avera. And therefore, if one sees a child about to do a malacha, even if he's doing it for himself, one will have to, the chinuch, stop him.
If the child doesn't know it's a malacha,
That's a very good question. Opening a fridge door, if you didn't know it's a malacha, so the shayla is what is the malacha opening a fridge? The light's going to come on.
Yeah.
So that's maybe a shayla. If you call it a grom, or do you call it a psik resha? Maybe it's a. Sometimes it's a malacha shein shuchel a gufa. Depends if it's if he's just doing it without a tachlis. That's a pass just to get a child to. I do see the poskim do say that if one tells the child there's something inside the fridge that he's going to do for himself, the child's not doing it for the father, he's doing it for himself, then it could be one can be makel. So just to clarify, the bottom line is one may not ask, tell, or give a child an avera to do, even if he's under the age of chinuch, even at a very young age. If it's midarbanan, sometimes one can be makel if the child's doing it for his own sake, and he's not giving the child to do for his sake. He's doing it for his own sake. Obviously, when we may not need to reprimand the child who's doing a malacha anyway, if the child's under chinuch and over chinuch, then by deraisa we should be machman, even if it's not one's own child, to stop the child doing it. If you see someone eating outside the sukkah. Even if it's a child, 5, 6 year old, 7 year old, then one should stop. And if it's the Rabbanon, then Mishnah Berurah says only the father has to stop him, but other people don't have a chiyuv chinuch. And if it's Shabbos, then even if a child's under the age of chinuch, if the child's doing it for the father, you can have this a very young child, a 2 year old, and he knows that the father wants the light on, so he puts the light on. Then it's a problem because the child's doing it for the father. And the Mishnah Berurah said it's even a got issa of a ma'aseh Shabbos. And once the child did it, we can't even be nana from it. If he's doing it for himself, then it won't be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah does paskin regarding eating outside the sukkah. We said it's a shaila because only asi. The Mishnah Berurah said really, eating outside the sukkah, we can split it to two. Or we can say it's an asi, or it's food, and therefore there's no problem bichlal. One can say, no, that even if it's an asay, even if it's food, it is a problem. And it'll be a problem even under the age of chinuch to give a child an avera. The Mishnah Berurah does paskan though, giving a child to eat outside the sukkah is only a problem over the age of chinuch. It could be because he holds that hainu revise, then betziruf, that it's a mitzvah asay and a sukkah, then only after the age of chinuch one has to be machmir. And eating before davening or before kiddush, then it's a shayla in the Heintiger poskim. Do we say that he can eat freely or only things that he needs to eat, and not only treats? Speaking about chinuch, Baruch Hashem, I've been zoicha to work with an Eretz Yisrael, a very choshev organization, Rechol Bonayich. Perhaps you may have read about it in the Hamidia. Rechol Bonayich was formed a couple of years ago by some Italian young man who realized that we see over here chinuch is incumbent not only necessarily on the father, even on the whole tzibur. And Baruch Hashem, there's many organizations, many different helpful people who have a lot of koiches and help the tzibur. But he had something unique that he wanted to set up. Baruch Hashem to be very successful, and now Torah Masorah heard about us and they approached us to perhaps come to Manchester and perhaps share the initiative. And allow me to perhaps over here share with you a little what we do. You may ask, what is relevant to me? You know, I don't have any young children anymore, or what can I do? And this is where it's not necessarily true, because we all were part of one kehila, and when a kehila gives a backing, sometimes it's the financial backing, sometimes it's the general, the nice good morning, the general feeling of ambience can create a very choshev movement which has seen Baruch Hashem a lot of atzlocha. One of the key factors that we have tried to set up is a kehila based group where the boys feel connected and be proud to be part of their kehila, and that gives them a feeling of stature, a feeling of belonging. It gives them a chrayus to live up to the standards of the kehila, and thereby faket all the kehila can really be involved by promoting such an organization. Just maybe if allow me to share with you one or two stories that Baruch Hashem we've seen a success. So we had any organization in the last year or two that feels itself worthy on the map has arranged a matching campaign. And we also had a matching campaign. We had the signs in the billboards, 24 hours, let's reach the goal, everyone can do it, have you signed up yet? And one of the boys came to me and said, so much money in the advertising, what is it all about, People know about us. Why do we have to advertise so much? Isn't it so expensive to advertise? And I told him, Yishai, how do you feel when you see the billboards? He said, I feel so proud to be part of this. And I said, you should know, I told the organizers, it's worth paying all the money that we had to pay for the campaign just to hear that, just for a boy to feel so proud to be part of something choshev, proud to be part of his kehila, proud to be part of Klal Yisrael. I was with a group of a couple of boys on Chol HaMoed last year, Sukkos. Boys of Yeshiva Gdoila, they weren't the strongest of Bachrim in Yeshiva. I didn't have such a rapport with them yet. And one of the boys dropped a cigarette in a public stream. It was a Chol HaMoed, a lot of people around. It's a Chilul Hashem. It's not something that even without a Chilul Hashem one should be doing. And the question was, how did I approach him? Do I reprimand him? Do I just pick it up? What's my step forward? Hashem gave me the Siyata Dishmaya, and I just told him, I looked him in the eye, and I said to him, V'chol Banayich, you're part of a kehila, you're part of a group backing that advocate for you, are proud of you, want for your best. And without further ado, he picked it up, and that was the end of that. Sorry? Yeah, so that's the general idea where the kehila comes in to back such a program. Of course, I'll explain like this. The organization is a kehila-based program that the boys feel, it has a special name, they feel they're part of this kehila. We start, again, I've spoken to Baruch Hashem, a lot of people in the kehila, Mechanchim and Rabbonim and Yungalite, and it's had a lot of feedback, very positive feedback, and of course, we're working on it behind the scenes. You might not necessarily see overnight, the big signs, but allow me to share what We're going to working on the adaption for the Manchester killer. So, the words we have is v'chol bonayich. V'chol bonayich means every boy. Every boy in the killer is part of the organization. Even the good boys, even the boys that don't necessarily always need, you know, the extra TLC. This gives it a chashivos for everyone. So, first of all, it's for everyone. Not a specific kid, not a specific group, not specific necessarily based on medrash. This is for all the boys. We range from ready starting school to yeshiva all the way through marriage. This gives it a full spectrum of support across. When one has, I'll explain in a very simple term. When we have an organization that, for example, does Ovos Avonim, so on Shabbos afternoon the boys come, they learn with their father, it's a moritika thing, very chosh of a thing. But it's very specific to the Ovos Avonim. If one has a holistic, general organization that not necessarily specific to one activity. A general, like one says, you know, I'm part of Adas Yishurun, I'm part of MH. What does it mean? He does it every day? Not necessarily. On Shabbos? Not even. He pays membership. I feel part of that Kehillah. I feel part of that. And therefore, the big events are come, small events perhaps, yeah, perhaps not. But it gives them a feeling of belonging, a feeling of a Kehillah. If one can create such a feeling for a bocha, for the children, that they have also, they're part of the wider Kehillah, and in that wider Kehillah they have their belonging, they're part of this, whatever it may be called, that gives them a chashivos. I had a bocha actually, over here just now, Ben Ismanim, and he's looking confused.
With Jew in Israel?
So, we have divisions that focus on different ages. For sure we have every age has a few dedicated younger light to focus on that age. The boys going before yeshiva, they'll have the stage before yeshiva, giving them the hadracha for yeshiva. And then we have in the yeshiva, the younger light that go and visit them in yeshiva. So when they come back ben ezmanim, they're part of the yeshiva's ben ezmanim, they perhaps will go on them in outings. If a bocha has a problem, he has somewhere to turn to. He's not just, you know, always his mashkiach or his parents. They're somewhere out of that little cocoon of his that he feels as the Kehillah, where he's living, his place, his society. He has a net that catches him. And then the older Bokhram have their division. And at the same time, as you're asking, what's with the boys that are not necessarily in the straight, you know, the following the follow along. So we have part of, because it's a Kehillah thing and everyone's involved, it's not only a good boy, or only a bad boy, or only an intermediate boy, it's every boy. So obviously we have a division for the boys that are maybe less strong, and this way the boys don't necessarily feel, oh, I'm relegated, you know, you're not in yeshiva, or oh, you're in that yeshiva, or you're over there, you're part of the killer. And obviously everyone in the killer has their mokum in the killer, and we'll have a younger man that will be dedicated for the boys that are not necessarily in yeshiva, that are the boys that might need a bit more of attention or a bit more of a thing, but it's an holistic approach that's all part of this Kehillah backing. Yeah, it's unclear. So we do the activities you want to know. We do on Shabbos, the boys come round on a Shabbos afternoon and they'll sit with a younger man. This allows also for the connection with a avreich or even an older, you know, a storyteller sometimes, whatever it is that gives him opportunity to thrive. We have activities that give them the opportunity to express themselves. Again, not necessarily in the setting of a school, in a setting of a thing, but the Kehillah project, the sukkah is always built by the boys of V'chol Bonayich, because it's there, they're feeling connected to something, not just, you know, why do I'm coming to Shul on Sukkot? Because we're part of this Kehillah, we're part of this. We try and find things, a way of involving the children, and a way of allowing them to feel part of the Kehillah, feel proud to be part of Klal Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, it's a chus to be here. And Adarabba, Mit Hashem, perhaps over the time, Mit Hashem, we're going to be in the EU conference and it will be clarified more with the Melchanechim exactly how in Manchester it will take place. But again, this is just a general idea of introducing perhaps something new, something that will be have a broader approach, a broader concept, and allow everyone to be involved, everyone to feel part, and maybe perhaps unite the Kehillah in some way unique. Yisha Koyach. Yeah.
Thank you.